Christ's death on the cross is the perfect example of love. Jesus came into the world to give his life as a ransom for sin, yet few people loved him in return. When we continue to love unresponsive, ungrateful people, we are following Jesus' example. This is possible because after we accept him as our Savior and Lord, he pours out his love into our hearts, enabling us to love others, no matter how ugly they behave toward us.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Sluzes welcoming you to Your Place of Grace. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that God loves you? We're probably all so familiar with John 3:16, which clearly states that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Most people are familiar with that. We usually think of God's love as applying to everyone, but maybe not specifically to us personally. However, the Lord wants us to know we are loved by him and to love him in return. Only then will we be able to give and receive love in our relationships as he desires. To understand how important love is to God, we need only to look at his word. In the Old Testament, there are around 250 mentions of love. And in the New Testament, the word love is used 234 times. And of those, 72 are found in John's Gospel and Epistles. In 1 John 4, verses 7 through 11, the Apostle John mentions love in every verse. Here's what he says: "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God is manifested in us, that God had sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Since love is such an essential part of our lives, we need to understand what it truly is. First of all, love is more than an emotion. It's more than goosebumps. Love is a commitment to another person. Love is not free. It actually demands something of us. We can't live for ourselves in isolation and at the same time love someone else. Also, love looks beyond the flesh. Its focus is the heart and spirit of a person, not the external appearance. The connection is both emotional and cerebral, not merely a physical attraction. Lust has nothing to do with genuine love. Remember that. Our world has substituted lust for love, and this has become very obvious in the so-called sexual revolution of the 60s, which is carried on through today. Lust is focused on self. What I want, what I need from the other person. But love is concerned for the loved one. What I can do for him or her. Also, love cannot be bought. It's a gift that is freely given, and one that is freely received without cost. Love desires to give with no strings attached. It doesn't demand that the other person be a certain way or do what is desired before love is given. No, genuine love is freely bestowed without qualifications or requirements. Love is generous and unselfish. True love is other-centered, not self-centered. It's always looking for ways to give, not ways to get. Love is more fulfilled in giving than in receiving. Those who genuinely love others find great satisfaction in generously giving to them. They're especially gratified when they can supply what someone else really needs or desires. Also, love is forgiving. Carrying the weight of anger and resentment, bitterness, or jealousy, it chokes a person's spirit and hinders the ability to truly love others. Love desires to express itself. Love is demonstrative, and it must be expressed. When God's love is in us, it flows out in sacrificial giving. Love, my friend, is a happy emotion. I'll tell you, the happiest people are not those who have everything. The happiest people are not those that are extremely wealthy, but those who know how to love. Love always enjoys seeing others happy. That's because the focus is not on getting for self, but in sacrificing for others. In seeing the pleasure others experience, there is great enjoyment and fulfillment. And along those lines, love is fulfilling, and it enables us to feel complete. When we know how to give and receive love, it gives us a sense of completeness, competence, and worthiness. Also, dear ones, love hurts when others hurt. Genuine love is characterized by compassion and mercy expressed either through direct interaction or more distantly through prayer. Love does not keep accounts. There is no record of who did what for whom. Love is not a matter of paying and receiving, but of giving, without expectation of return. Love may be very painful. This is especially true if the love isn't mutual. It may require repeated forgiveness. Love doesn't require anything in return. There are no conditions or requirements placed on the other person before love is freely given. Love is patient. It waits until the proper time, whereas lust wants immediate gratification. If ultimatums are given, it's not genuine love. Christ's death on the cross is the perfect example of love. Jesus came into the world that he loved, to give his life as a ransom for sin, yet few people loved him in return. When we continue to love unresponsive, ungrateful people, we are following Jesus' example. This is possible because after we accept Him as our Savior and Lord, He pours out His love into our hearts, enabling us to love others, no matter how ugly they behave toward us. And finally, love is its own reward. Knowing that we are loved by God and being able to love Him in return is an amazing blessing. It sustains us when we feel forsaken and unloved by others. And if loved ones die or leave us, we have a friend who will never desert us. And His name is Jesus. Love isn't found in advice from magazines, books, or people. God is the source through Jesus Christ, His Son. And the place to look is in the Bible. It begins with accepting the death of Jesus Christ on the cross as the greatest act of love ever shown. He died to pay our sin debt in full. And when we believe in Him and repent of our sins, all the mess we've made of our lives is washed away. Our sins are forgiven, and God will remember them no more. Now His love is poured out in our hearts, enabling us to love Him in return and to receive and give love to others. If we don't have Christ and His love in us, our lives are empty, and we are poor, needy, and wretched. The only one who can satisfy our deepest longings is the one who died for us on the cross. His love for us is beyond all explanation and human comprehension. Oh, dear one, in this holiday season, do you feel loved? Do you feel that? Do you believe that God loves you? He does. Jesus Himself said this about Himself: "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him should not perish but have everlasting life." For God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Dear one, do you want to receive Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior, Lord, and friend? Please don't waste another moment of your life on foolish things, on sin, on sins of the flesh. But open your heart to Jesus and His love today. Open your heart and receive, as a gift, in this holiday season, the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, the gift of your free ticket to heaven. It was free, but it wasn't cheap. Jesus paid the price for your admission into heaven by bearing your sins on the cross, and in return, offering you His righteousness and salvation forever in heaven. Pray this prayer with me right now, with all your heart. Dear God in heaven, yes, that's right, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to You in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I've lived and for the things I've done. Cleanse me with Your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and He is alive. At this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make Him the Lord of my life. And according to God's holy word, which cannot lie, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am forgiven, I'm healed, I am reborn, and I rejoice in You my God, my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Oh, loved one, if you've prayed that prayer with all your heart, the Bible says you are now, a citizen of heaven. And that the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you right at this moment. They've seen you in the spirit realm, praying this prayer, giving your heart to Christ, and the angels are celebrating. They're having a party for you. A new child of God has been born. You are, my friend, born again. If you've prayed this prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, or through my ministry app. Contact me, and I will be thrilled to send you some free resources, postage paid, to get you started in your walk with Jesus. And tell other people about your decision. Go to church this weekend. Find a good Bible teaching and believing church where people love the Lord and love each other. And I hope and pray you have the most wonderful holiday season you've ever experienced. And remember, please remember, our brand new podcast that's coming in January. It's going to be every Sunday, and it's called Unchurched. That's right, Unchurched, every Sunday beginning in January. If you or anyone you know is unchurched, people who may have been hurt in a church and never gone back, or those who just never felt a desire to go, Unchurched is for you. Tell your friends. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriages, families, and homes. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.